everyone, and welcome back to the Cancer Survivor Show, brought to you by
the Chemo Girls.
I could have joined in.
We are live in New York City.
Lucy, I hear banjos. I think we're in Nashville.
Oh, that's right. This weekend is Nashville.
We're at the National Women's Survivor Conference right now, Lucy.
Yes. And if you don't recognize who we have standing here in the middle, oh, we are honored to be talking and interviewing with
Kenny Loggins.
Where's Messina?
Left him at home.
This is Mr. Wayne Nelson, the lead singer for the Little River Band, and we are awesomely excited about tonight.
We are.
Sharon, tell everybody what
the Little River Band is going to do for us as survivors tonight.
It's an honor to be your guys' crew member. I really do like
this. I kind of like this situation a lot. We asked to interview and we put him to work. So, Mr. Wayne, can you tell us just a little bit about what you guys are doing and what has inspired you to come and grace us with your performance here at the convention?
I would be honored to. Through the miracle of Facebook, of course, my wife, Rhonda, has befriended people that are going to be here tonight for the conference. We were discussing earlier, throughout the band's career, we have lots of people, fans, family, so on and so forth, that are going through this same situation. And when the opportunity came up, most of the band lives in Nashville. Okay. And so this was something that I put forward to everybody, and they instantly said, we want to be there. And I believe her name's Karen, Shane, was very eager to bring us in. As it turns out, our crew is able to provide some of the sound and some of the production for the event. So we're happy to be giving back in this way, and just excited to do the show. We got a little mini show. I hear there's a very strange dress code for tonight's event.
Yeah, it's a red carpet pajama party.
That's what I hear.
Are you wearing bunny slippers?
I put it to the band, and I put it to my wife, and I was vetoed all the way around. I wanted to do the little open flap pajamas in the
red
back.
Pajamas.
Nah, Rhonda said, no, internet, YouTube, you do not want to do that. So
you can't escape it anymore.
No. Uh-uh. But we're honored to be here and honored to hear the story about this conference and about what you guys are doing to help people. Somebody put it to us that the 800 people here will leave here as ambassadors for this message.
Right. That's right.
And spread it to millions of people and help them get through it. And the honor is ours to be here and play, I promise you.
Well, can you tell us, that have you been personally affected by cancer?
Both parents. My mom died from lymphoma, very early age. Okay. My dad had lung cancer and prostate cancer. They didn't take him, but he was, I've been through that. I've been very lucky, other than that little spot right there, to not have to worry yet about the disease. But again, we've got plenty of friends who are living through it, still going through it. And almost everybody to a person in the band and crew. Greg lost a sister. One of the guys on our crew, his mother is a 3-time survivor. Wow. And will be here tonight because she wanted to come in and find out what was going on. She's in her 80s, and very active, but she had no idea this existed. So you're doing a great thing, and the word is going to, between all of us, the word's going to spread.
Well, when 1,600 people a day are diagnosed with cancer, you're going to be affected.
That's right. Absolutely.
At some point in your life.
There is no
it's
question.
Astronomical, the rate of increase in the diagnosis of cancer, be it breast cancer or lung cancer, prostate cancer, it's rampant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and again, everything we can do to help anybody get through the stages. This book that you just showed me, it's just for you to share your experience rather than to just fold in on yourself and woe is me kind of thing. You've survived and you're sharing how with other people. It's an awesome, awesome thing.
Thank you so much.
Hats off to you.
And I think that's kind of key. I think that we all just take our own experience, our own talents and expertise, and just do what we can. from, you know, from our life and our perspective. One thing I want to mention is that you guys have a new album.
We do. In the music business, Survivorship, we're in our 38th year, and out of nowhere, a record label approached us for all new material, all new music. So to add this new music, which is being very well accepted, we'll play a bit of it tonight, but it's being very well accepted around the globe. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to, you know, add a chapter onto the back end of the band's career, and I don't think there's any problem with us getting to the 40th anniversary.
We'll make that. We've enjoyed your music for quite a long time now.
We won't tell them.
Couple years.
Yeah.
Decade,
two or three.
So. Something that's very cool about watching the evolution and the unfolding of the band's story. Not many bands get to cover through three decades.
Yeah.
We're headed to our fourth, and it's an honor to have lasted this long. But we're now seeing 6 and 7 year olds on shoulders singing along with us and actually knowing the words sometimes better than the lead singer, believe it or not. And you know, at outdoor events and stuff. So this music is being passed way forward. And it really is. And it's now people in their 20s have their own set of memories attached. Their parents have got one set. Now the kids have got another. And it's an honor. So to share that here is our pleasure.
That's your legacy. So would you like to tell us, please, what inspired you to come on? Is there anything in your personal life that has sort of moved you to come into the convention and perform?
The message that you have, obviously, again, the friends that we have that are going through their stages of the disease. I lost a daughter when she was only 13 to a car accident. So the loss of someone, it's not a club you want to be in, but
no,
you'll never, it immediately makes you empathize with everybody that's going through that same thing. So, but again, it wasn't just my choice. I put it to the band and everybody chose to do it. So.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
It's our, my pleasure. Great
thank
to
you
meet
for
you.
Being,
it's
I
a pleasure.
Can't wait for tonight and concert.
Yeah, it's going to be
in
great.
Our pajamas.
You guys
That's
are
right.
an inspiration.
We'll see you there.
We'll be in jeans, not pajamas. Sorry. Have fun.
And as always,
thank you.
We are not just surviving, but we're thriving with you.
Bye now.